Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, moving on, Adrian Reckler, tech editor of the Irish Independent, joins me now. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Brendan.
So look, Adrian, this time of year in houses around the country, there are lots of conversations going on about phones. Kids want phones, parents trying to hold it off as long as possible, cue never-ending negotiations. Before we get your advice on that, phones can be handy for one thing, which is keeping tabs on kids. But there are other options too if you want to track your child's movements. So tell me first about tracker watches.
Yeah, tracker watches are kind of like a phone light. They put a lot of what a phone will do on a kid's wrist without any internet or social media or games or any of the dark side of phones that parents are afraid of. So essentially what you're giving your child is a device on their wrist, like a smartwatch, which lets you talk to the child or message the child and shows you their location at any time. But there's no internet, no social media apps. And these will cost about between €50 and about €150 plus a €5 to €10 subscription fee every month because there's a SIM card in it just like a phone.
Okay, so you have a separate phone account for that, or can you put it on your own mobile account?
You buy one of these and then you open up the website or you open up the app on your phone and then you can sign up for a subscription to that particular tracker watch there and then.
Okay, so what are people looking for in terms of what? Give me a few of the options that are out there.
Yeah, as I said, they cost from about €50 to about €150. You're looking at brands like Moochies. You're looking at brands like Explora. If you go looking for those, you'll find them in shops like Harvey Norman, Currys, the usual places. And what you're looking for is something that, first of all, your child will wear because there's not an awful lot in it for the child because what you're giving them essentially the equivalent to a jail bracelet, okay? Yeah. They can't do anything on them. They can't search the web. They can't communicate with friends. They're locked down in terms of messages to anyone else. There's no social media. There's none of that stuff. Some of them have step counters and try to gamify the step counters to try and encourage kids into health. But essentially, you're trying to get the child to wear it. So, and there's another conversation around how healthy that is between you and the child. But typically, these will arise where a child is negotiating, for example, to go out and play with their friends. Maybe it's down the street a few hundred yards out of the way, out of visibility from the house. And this might be a way for you to have confidence of knowing where your child is and them to have confidence, them to be allowed to get a pass to go a little bit further than they would normally be able to
go. Yeah, you see, I think it does give them a little bit more independence, possibly, could be one way of selling it for sure, is there any alternatives to a tracker watch without going full phone?
Yeah, there's a kind of a lower tech alternative while still using a bit of tech. And the main one is Apple's AirTag. So people might be familiar with these little discs, these little plastic discs that you can buy for €20 or €30. And normally you'll attach one to your keys or to something that you're used to losing. And the idea is that when you can't find your keys and one of these AirTags is on your key ring, you can go into your phone, tap button, and a little noise will sound. But also, if you think you left it in someone else's house or down the street or somewhere else entirely, you can mark it as lost. And anyone with an iPhone that walks by that AirTag will anonymously send your phone a ping showing you the exact location of where that AirTag is. So what some parents are doing is they're taking these, they're putting it at the bottom of the child's school bag, so they don't have to worry about it. They can't lose it. And if they want to know where the child is or if there's a situation where the child is late by an hour or two, they can go and activate the lost mode in it. And they will, within, hopefully, you would think a few minutes, get a location on their own phone as to where the child is.
Yeah, what we've done is we made both the children swallow them and they stay in the stomach there. We can find. Is there a non-Apple version of an AirTag?
Yes, there is. There's a couple of them. Samsung has one of their own for Samsung phones. The most generic alternative is called Tile. The only advantage that the Apple ones have are that there are more people walking around with iPhones and who use AirTags than there are with Tiles for Android
phones.
So
you've got a bigger network.
A bigger network.
People finding it. Okay. If they do, will presumably this might help hold off a phone in some shape or form. I don't know. I mean, that's a different argument in a way. If they do have a phone, then are there apps for locating? There's the Find My, obviously, in the app.
Yeah, so one of the things, there's an interesting interface between late primary school and early secondary school. I think in Ireland, the convention now in most families is when a child goes to secondary school, they're kind of in the green zone to get a smartphone. That seems to be how it is settling at the moment. So there's that age between about 11 and 13 when a lot of the haggling starts. Now, let's say there are quite a few kids in the last year of primary school, sixth class, who do actually have smartphones or who have been given one on a trial basis. Around that age, and maybe even for first year in secondary school, what you can do is a couple of things. First of all, the deal between parents and kids goes something like this. We will give you a smartphone if at all times you have your location sharing on. Now, there's two ways of doing that. On an iPhone, you can do it in the Find My network, and on any phone, you can do it on Google Maps. You just go into Google Maps, you enable location sharing, and you have it on at all times. And that's kind of the deal. So that's a similar thing to what the tracker watch is doing, and it's connecting over the mobile network, so it's live at any time. But obviously, they now have a phone, so there's a different set of thoughts and parameters involved now.
There's no halfway house between a dumb phone and a smartphone.
Unfortunately, there isn't. Nokia used to make a halfway house phone which had light versions of social media apps, annoying enough that you wouldn't ever want to use it. But they don't really make that phone anymore. And giving a child a dumb phone like an old Nokia, I mean, that's fine. They can call you, they can message you, you can call them, you can message them. But the child has no interest in that phone. They're going to throw it back in your face or say, do I really have to give them a landline? Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so listen, if people are entering into the space of the first phones now, which they will be at this time of the year, and as you say, I think going into secondary is the point, what advice would you give? I think one thing is that the parent needs to say, I can look at this phone anytime I want.
So I it's going to depend on every family. Some families just give the child the phone and have a trusting relationship and they talk with each other and that's fine. Others need a little bit more security. For those situations, you can go into any iPhone or any Android phone and set up parental controls. Now, these parental controls can lock down apps. They can lock down the browser. You can operate it on the basis that only certain websites are allowed to be accessed or no websites are allowed to be accessed. That no apps that you don't want to are allowed to be accessed. And that's really all you can do other than, just insist that, they give you permission to look at it from time to time. Generally speaking, I think what happens is that hard line is in place for the first 6 to 12 months when a child is maybe 11, 12, 13. By the time they're 14 and 15, there's a different dynamic.
They know their rights.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And come here, apps-wise, are there any apps that are safer than others to give them in terms of your connective apps like Snapchat?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because if you look at the figures, 55% of all 12-year-olds in Ireland use Snapchat, TikTok and WhatsApp, okay? 55%, wow. Over half. And that's just a reflection of where we are as a society of ordinary families in Ireland. The typical ones that are kind of parent friendly are things like Roblox or, maybe Minecraft. GarageBand is a great one for music creation, kind of educational. Khan Academy is a free online education one. Although you've always got to be a little bit wary of what your child is going to say or how high their eyebrows will arch when you tell them to start doing education on their phone. There's a nice one called the Infinite Arcade as well, which is games design.
So you're trying to divert them to use their screen time that way rather than being constantly on social media.
You are. Basically. Now, unfortunately, the rules of social gravity do apply here with so many of their peers using Snapchat and TikTok, and a worrying number of kids, 11, 12, 13, uploading videos of themselves onto TikTok and onto social media platforms. This is an ongoing issue. So that's a definite concern. But most of their peers will be using those apps, and therefore they are going to start agitating more and more and more to be allowed to use those apps.
This is it. You don't want your child to be the hicky one who doesn't have it. Okay, Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much. There's a text here, slightly sad we're putting trackers on children. Surely a retrograde and Orwellian step for society, says Damien. Damien, get your child to swallow an air tag and it'll change your life. I'm not recommending any child swallows an air tag. Joke. We'll take a break.